friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. It's Happy Saturday, which you know what that means. There's a new Kids Animal Stories adventure. So make sure after this story that you hop on over to Kids Animal Stories to listen to that story as well. Well, my friends, today's story comes to us from Eve and Anna. Hey guys, they sent us an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidshortstories.com, send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. Are you guys ready for today's story? Me too, let's go! Eve and Anna were playing outside at the park near their house when all of a sudden, it started to rain! Run! Anna shouted. Eve and Anna grabbed their things and started running back to their house. It just, out of nowhere, so much rain, so much rain! As they got back to their house, whew, Eve brushed the water out of her hair and Anna took off her muddy shoes as they stepped inside. That was crazy! That rain just came out of nowhere! Look, there's barely any clouds. It's like still blue sky. Oh! Eve, do you know what that means? Said Anna. There could be a rainbow. If like, there's still blue sky and if the sun's out while it's raining, there could totally be a rainbow. Eve and Anna ran over to the window to look outside. And right there, look, said Eve. Eve was the first one to spot it. The rainbow was high in the sky. Looked like it was really far away, but it was huge. You could see it from end to end. It was beautiful. Anna, have you ever, like, tried to find the end of the rainbow?
Yeah, a long time ago when I was little. But I think it's impossible to find the end of the rainbow.
I don't think so. Look, there it is. Like, we can almost see it.
As they looked at the hills where the rainbow was, it's like they could almost see where the rainbow touched the ground.
Let's do it. What if we're the first ones there? There's always a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, right?
That's what they say.
Okay, let's go!
Eve and Anna put on some rain boots and rain jackets and started off hiking towards the rainbow. They didn't know how much time they would have because sometimes rainbows can disappear really quickly, either if the rain stops or if the sun goes away. It's a really hard thing to find the end of a rainbow.
Have you ever seen a rainbow in the sky?
Yeah, they're so cool. So bright, and it's crazy how the colors can just like be painted in the sky like that. Pretty cool.
Well, Eve and Anna were climbing over some rocks that were really slippery because it was still raining. They got higher and higher up these hills when all of a sudden, Eve saw the end. Anna, it's right over there. Let's hurry.
Eve and Anna started running as fast as they could. They have never gotten this close to an end of a rainbow before. They couldn't wait to see what was there.
Eve and Anna rounded the corner, and there it was, the end of the rainbow. And what was that sound?
Anna, did you hear that?
I definitely did, said Anna.
And there it was. Down near the end of the rainbow was a little...
Is that a leprechaun?
I think leprechauns do hang around the end of rainbows. Let's go talk to him, said Eve.
Hey, buddy, are you okay? My name's Eve.
I'm not okay. Something terrible happened. Someone stole my pot of gold.
The leprechaun went on to tell Eve and Anna that he had ran over to the rainbow to get the pot of gold, and it's the leprechaun's job to keep all the gold safe, right?
Yeah.
Well, I guess someone got there first.
And I don't even know where he went. He was very grumpy, and I don't know what I'm gonna do,
said the leprechaun. Anna, do you he said he was grumpy, right? Do you think that was our neighbor? Oh, yes, Tom is very grumpy. Eve and Anna had a neighbor named Tom. He was very old and very grumpy, and he did like shiny things. Oh, dear. Yes, Mr. Leprechaun, I think we know who took your pot of gold, said Eve.
You do? Do you think you can take me there?
I guess, like, we can go knock on the door and ask, and we'll introduce you.
Oh, that would be great. Let's go. Hurry, we're running out of time.
Eve and Anna led the leprechaun down the hill all the way back down to the house. Leprechauns, their feet move pretty quickly, but since they're a lot smaller than us, they're not as fast. So Eve and Anna had to go carefully slow, and it was slippery from the rain, and the leprechaun kept slipping, so he needed some extra help. Hey, Mr. Leprechaun, said Anna, how long have you been doing this job of, like, protecting the gold?
I've been doing it, for a long time. Maybe about 800 years.
800 years? Anna couldn't even believe it. She said, I don't even know that people could live that long.
Oh, people can't live that long. It's only us leprechauns.
Eve and Anna arrived at their neighbor's house, Grumpy Tom. And they knocked on the door.
Who's there?
Hi, Mr. Tom. This is Eve, and Anna's here too. We're your neighbors. We were just wondering if you could talk for a second. Grumpy Tom wouldn't even open his door.
No, I don't have time to talk to you. I'm busy right now. Go away.
Okay. Okay, sorry for bothering you, said Anna. We're so sorry, Mr. Leprechaun, but see, he's really grumpy. I don't know what to do.
Oh, well. Maybe if we can peek in the window. I'll peek in the window and see if the gold is in there.
The leprechaun jumped up to look inside the window, and sure enough, there it was. The pot of gold was sitting in Tom's living room. It looked like he was counting all the coins. Even Anna couldn't believe it. You were right, Mr. Leprechaun! All right, we gotta find out a way to trade. Do you have anything that Tom would want instead of the gold? Said Eve as she was asking the leprechaun.
Oh no, that's my most important possession. I only have gold.
What about, do you happen to have any mushrooms? I think Grumpy Tom really likes mushrooms and marshmallows.
Mushrooms and marshmallows? Said Anna. That's pretty silly.
Yeah, I know, but he eats those all the time. That's the only thing I see him eating.
Mushrooms and marshmallows. I think I actually know where I can get some of those.
A leprechaun took off running. The leprechaun lived in an underground home that was built into the side of a hill. And so his little door was very small, too small for people to go in, but just the right size for him. He ran to his door and went inside. And I guess inside of his home, he had a pantry, a really big pantry that was full of everything. And so by the time he came back, his pockets and hands were full, overflowing of marshmallows and mushrooms.
Here, this is what I got,
said the leprechaun as he dumped them all into a basket.
Wow, that's perfect.
Eve and Anna grabbed the basket and went to the door. They knew that Grumpy Tom, he loved mushrooms and marshmallows like more than anything. and so he would never pass up a trade like this.
Mr. Tom, it's us again.
What are you doing back here? I told you to leave me alone,
said Grumpy Tom. We're very sorry to bother you, but we have this basket of marshmallows and mushrooms, and we're...
You have a basket full of mushrooms and marshmallows? Are you kidding me? Those are my favorite things in the whole world. Why did you bring me that?
Well, you see, that pot of gold that you found is actually our leprechaun friend's, and he needs it back. So we were wondering if you could trade the basket of the gold for this basket of mushrooms and marshmallows.
Oh, you drive a hard bargain. But yes, I do love marshmallows and mushrooms. Yes, fine. You can have your shiny coins back. Just give them to me. Quick.
Grumpy Tom tossed out the pot of gold, and the gold coins went flying everywhere. But all he cared about was his mushrooms and marshmallows. That's pretty silly that he would trade that.
Eve, I can't believe that worked.
Anna was shocked that Grumpy Tom would trade gold coins for marshmallows and mushrooms. By the time they turned around, the leprechaun had already filled up the pot of the gold coins that fell out and was running away back to his home.
Whew, that was crazy, Eve, said Anna.
Yeah, I still can't believe that Tom just wanted to trade all that gold. He really loves marshmallows and mushrooms. Pretty silly. But the leprechaun, he was very happy to have his pot of gold back. He now had to get ready for the next rainbow that would appear. The end.
Great job, you listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is, it's time for kid shoutouts. I want to say hey to William from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Sierra and Emmett from Novato, California, Poppy from Washington, Frankie and Bianca from New Jersey, Marin, Natalie, and Lane from Hamilton, Ontario, and Janwi and Josh from Maryland. I'm so glad that you're all on our Kid Short Stories family and on our spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath without you. Well, my friends, I hope you have a super duper day, and I will see you on our next adventure. Bye!